Hello, my name is Nicolas. I'm curator at the Fashion and Lace Museum in Brussels.
You're doing now a show on a Belgian designer that most people have completely forgotten about, named Crae.
Jules-François Crae. Denis, the curator of the exhibition, proposed to do this specific subject a few years ago, so he did a whole research on this amazing designer who was totally forgotten by the public.
And you're comparing him to Christian Dior. Why Dior?
Dior reinvented a new silhouette in 47.
The new look.
The new look, exactly. As mentioned by Carmen Snow at Harper's Bazaar, it was kind of a revolution after World War II. Jules-François Crae was compared to Christian Dior because of the sculptural shapes of the dresses, and also because he was able to understand the rhythm and also the dynamic of his time at the moment, in the late 50s, early 60s.
From what I've seen, he seems to have a very astute draping and sewing, and he understands the fabrics really well.
The fabric was actually indeed his very starting point to work. The fabric, the pattern, the color, and of course, embroideries were crucial in his work.
Now, I remember seeing a photograph of when the models first wore the new look in Paris. They shot in the Rue Picvert, and they were attacked by women who tore the clothes off them, I guess because the new look was using so much fabric, and before there hadn't been any.
Exactly. It was really a shock for people right after World War II to see women wearing wealthy dresses in a nostalgic, melancholic moment of what were times before World War II. So it was actually a shock for many people in Paris, yes.
Anybody who comes to visit this exhibit, they're going to see a number of dresses, I guess.
A lot of dresses that are actually from the museum's archives are presented in the exhibition, about 40, 45 dresses, but also amazing loans from institutions in Paris, other prestigious museums and fashion archives. We had a great collaboration with Maison Lanvin for sketches, many sketches, as well as, of course, many dresses from the 60s until the 80s.
So this is a not-to-be-missed exhibit because you've brought together stuff from all over the place.
Exactly. First of all, because of the topic. It is the first exhibition dedicated to Jules-François Crae, this forgotten couturier. So that's the first reason. And also because we have so many beautiful treasure archives from our museum shown for the first time and gathering many, many treasures from other archives from all over the world, actually.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.